This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has announced the first major breakthrough in the Redfort area car bomb blast case, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left 25 others injured in the national capital. The agency has arrested a Kashmiri resident named Amir Rashid Ali from Delhi, who reportedly conspired with the suicide bomber Omar Nabi to carry out the terror attack. According to the agency, the car involved in the attack was registered under the name of the accused Amir Rashid Ali. The anti-terror agency has also seized another vehicle which belongs to Nabi. The vehicle is being examined for evidence in the case. The NIA has examined 73 witnesses so far, including those injured in the blast. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to Delhi Police Source, a team from the Crime Branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission UGC and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council NAAC flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. In Bihar, hectic deliberations were underway among the five constituent parties of the NDA on the formation of the new government following the completion of the Legislative Assembly elections. Continuous discussions have been taking place among the BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha on the structure of the new government, cabinet representation quotas and other key issues. Earlier in the day, senior BJP leader, including Union Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha, along with Rashtriya Lok Morcha President Upendra Kushwaha, met JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna. BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal also met the Chief Minister later in the evening. Meanwhile, Mr. Kushwaha has reached New Delhi to hold discussions with top BJP leadership regarding issues related to government formation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 32nd meeting of the Northern Zonal Council in Faridabad, Haryana today. The meeting will bring together member states and union territories of the Northern Zone to discuss issues of regional and national relevance. Senior officials of Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Chandigarh will participate. India will showcase its defence strength at the Dubai Air Show 2025. This two-day air show will begin today in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. The Indian Air Force will participate in the air show with the Surya Kiran Aerobatic Team and LCA Tejas. Minister of State for Defence, Sanjay Seth, will lead the Indian delegation. During the visit, Mr. Seth will chair a bilateral meeting with his UAE counterpart. He will also chair an industry roundtable conference with around 50 companies from India, UAE, Australia, USA, Brazil, UK and Italy to enhance cooperation in defence technology and manufacturing in India. In Bangladesh, International Crimes Tribunal will announce its verdict today in the high-profile crimes against humanity case involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her close aides. India defeated Pakistan by 8 wickets in the high-voltage Women's T20 World Cup for the blind clash at the Katunayake BOI grounds in Colombo yesterday. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated host India by 30 runs in the first test of the two-match series in Eden Gardens in Kolkata yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.